residents Monday responding to
reporting in the Washington Post that the Justice Department was searching with that warrant for materials that are related to nuclear weapons. Trump himself just posted again on his social media website. He says nuclear weapons issue is a hoax. Just like Russia was a hoax. Two impeachments were a hoax. The Mueller investigation was a hoax.
Fox's Peter Ducey, the former president, in a statement late last night called the raid on American and unnecessary and encouraged the judge who signed off on the search warrant to make it public the day after Attorney General Merrick Garland asked for it to be released.
All Americans are entitled to the even-handed application of the law, to due process of the law, and to the presumption of innocence.
We're learning more about the man who tried to enter an FBI office in Cincinnati, Ricky Schiffer Jr.
Officials say Schiffer may have been motivated by the recent raid at Mar-a-Lago. He took to his now-deleted Truth Social page, calling on his followers to use, quote, force and attack federal agents responsible.
With Fox's Griff Jenkins, Schiffer was shot and killed after a long chase when police say he lifted his gun in a standoff. There's a search for a killer this morning in Raleigh, North Carolina, hours after a sheriff's deputy was shot and killed. In Indiana, the Richmond police officer shot in the head at a traffic stop Wednesday night is showing slight signs of responsiveness, but Sierra Burton remains in extremely critical condition. A week after Anne Heche crashed her car in Los Angeles, she's not expected to recover.
A representative for actress Anne Heche says Friday's crash deprived her brain of oxygen, leading to cell death. Police say Heche was speeding and under the influence when she slammed her car into a home, setting it ablaze.
That's Fox's Jack Callahan. America's listening to Fox News.
Every search you make, every click you take, they'll be watching you.
Are you tired of being tracked online? There's a simple solution. DuckDuckGo. It's an all-in-one privacy app with a built-in private search engine, web browser, one-click data clearing, email protection, and more. All for free. Download the app today and get the most comprehensive privacy protection with the push of a button. DuckDuckGo. Privacy simplified.
Never! The roar of our engines, the pump of our heartbeats, the pedal to our metal, the sparks that ignite us, the pistons that push us, the passions that drive us. From the feelings that move us to the places that pull us on the roads that unite us. With nearly 6,000 stores and over 17,000 auto care centers, NAPA has America's largest network of parts and care, here to keep you firing on all cylinders.
There's a new Fox News poll President Biden might like while he's on vacation in South Carolina. Well, at least one part of it. His approval rating ticked up 2 points to 42%, but he may not like this.
Voter dissatisfaction abounds as most see no sign of economic rebound. That's according to the very latest Fox News survey, with large majorities rating the economy negatively, including over half of Democrats, joining almost all Republicans and independents in being dissatisfied. A whopping 75% of Americans are not happy with the direction of the nation.
Fox's Kevin Cork. The House may pass the $739 billion bill today that Democrats say will reduce inflation, especially prescription drug costs for seniors, and help fight climate change. But no Republicans support it. GOP Congresswoman Elise Stefanik just told Fox,
it does nothing to reduce inflation. In fact, it's going to expand inflation. It should be called the Inflation Expansion Act.
More buses have just arrived in New York City from Texas, carrying migrants across the border illegally. In a surge, Republican Governor Greg Abbott blames on Biden border policies. Mayor Eric Adams is calling Abbott un-American, and migrants have also been sent to Washington.
D.C. Attorney General Carl Racine has announced that his office will spend up to $150,000 to aid migrants bused to Washington. Racine, a Democrat, plans to offer grants of up to $50,000 per nonprofit organization that can show their plans to help the migrants and get a count of how many they can help. Republican Governor Greg Abbott of Texas started sending buses of migrants to the district in April, and Arizona Governor Doug Ducey, also a Republican, started doing the same in May. The Washington Post reports that volunteer groups say they've been providing meals for migrants who were given nothing but granola bars on the bus trip, as well as shoes and medicine. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stocks could rise. Dow futures are up 100 points. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. I'm Jim Miller. A Ludlow man who admitted he stole a truck that had a gun in it has been sentenced to 8 years in prison. 43-year-old George Whitlock arrested December 21st after Rantoul police found him inside a Ford F-250 truck with a trailer that had been stolen from a farm field northwest of Gifford. Urbana High School canceling the varsity football season this year. School district announcing there aren't enough players to safely support a varsity season there. The school will instead focus on a JV season only. Well, those attending the Illinois State Fair will be able to view the treasured Butler cow. The cow was unveiled by Governor Pritzker and fair officials in the dairy building of the fairgrounds this week. The sculpture features the cow with a farmer kneeling beside her to tend to the land. The Illinois State Fair kicks off today and goes throughout the week. Enjoy, have a great time, be safe. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
And on a beautiful morning here at 7:06, we've got your forecast with our meteorologist Greg Soulier. So exciting with the Illinois State Fair kicking in. I know St. Joe has their festival this weekend. Lots of things happening with the Urbana Park District too. In fact, they've got their free fitness week coming up August 29th through September 2nd. The Green Team Climate Action Week is coming up the last week of August. And you can find out about the new fall programs. Just go to urbanaparks.org for all the details. Good morning, Greg.
Good morning, Diane. Yeah, it is a good-looking, fine-feeling morning. Yeah, I believe the Georgetown Fair in southeast Vermilion County as well. Yeah, they've been going at it as well.
And we've been giving away tickets for that Craig Morgan show, and that's tonight. Boy, I made a lot of winners happy about that. We play his music over on US 105.9. Thanks for mentioning Georgetown Fair.
You're very much welcome, and I tell you, it's going to be a fantastic go of it for additional outdoor activities. Not a lot of rain in the forecast, so we're going to have to kind of limp along here, but at the same time, no real substantial or sustainable heat or humidity. We continue to ease on down on a realignment of the upper air pattern here over the next 10 to 15 days, so that is the trade-off. We do have a little rain up towards the Twin Cities, and ultimately that may impact parts of the area tomorrow night into Sunday, but not a complete wash by any means. Up the north this morning, 61 over at Willard and Savoy right now, 58 Rantoul, 54 Ogden St. Joe, 57 at Bloomington Normal, same over at Danville, so another comfortable morning. Get used to them, plenty more to come in the coming days. Sunshine this morning, a partly cloudy afternoon, 78 the expected high, normal high this time of the year at about 84, so we're a handful of degrees below average. North-northeasterly wind on the light side. Yeah, sundown is a little before 8 now these days. Summer winding down, 57 on the low tonight. Tomorrow partly cloudy up to 81. There may be a shower or a weak thunder shower in spots after midnight tomorrow night and maybe lingering in a spot or two early and late in the day on Sunday. Not a complete wash by any means. 64 tomorrow night and still pretty much close to normal with a partly sunny Sunday in between spotty showers at 84. Little if any organized rains next week. Comfortable temperatures. Overnight lows will be pleasant as well. 55 to 62 at night. Daytime readings lower 80s Monday, Tuesday, right around 80 next Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soulier.
Thanks, Greg. Boy, did you happen to see that full moon yesterday? It was so gorgeous. I think they call it a sturgeon moon.
Well, I like it right now. I think we came up the right week in Champaign County.
Weather's been terrific. I feel like the farmers did get a lot of precipitation last week. Things are going good. But we talked with farmer Jim Gosson on the Champaign County board this week, Johnny. And we know we need good rain at
a little more,
different
but,
parts of
like you say, we kind of had a comeback, at least for the beans. And the corn's going to be okay,
right.
We
That's
think.
Right.
So, yeah, we're looking good.
Good to get your input. I know people have been chiming in at 217-359-2255. There was a listener that said, Stevie who? We're all about Johnny, Team Johnny. What do you think of that, Stevie?
I think they're right. I totally, absolutely think they're right. And so it's kind of like when I hired Brian Barnhart, I used to MC everything until Brian came to town. Now Johnny starts his new show Monday.
Yeah,
that'd be
right.
Fine. It'd be awesome. Our ratings would spike. Come on, man.
I think you
hey,
got
good
it.
Good morning.
It looks good over
Johnny
there.
Done.
Yeah, we saw a picture of the festival.
It looks beautiful here. Yes, and I've heard people say Edinburgh, Edinburgh, and the natives say Edinburgh. For consistency, some would just say Edinburgh. We heard in Edinburgh, Scotland, it happens to be a 30-day run of the 75th World Festival. And that means artists from all over the world come here. They're street performers. They're people handing out flyers saying, come see our show. It's all free. It's just a big party. It's not quite like Mardi Gras because I don't see too much drinking going on. But certainly, it's really festive and absolutely gorgeous. Here's a something out of the gate. 217-359-2255. Who can tell me the significance of the Elephant House, which we just visited? Who can tell me the significance of the Elephant House that we just visited? 217-359-2255 for you world travelers or fans of a particular genre. Okay. I'll tell you the answer as soon as Diane gets some text coming in. The Elephant House, pretty daggone significant. I'll tell you all about it when we reveal what it is, what it means. So, yeah, we got off the ship this morning. You had to tender in, meaning you have to take one of their lifeboats, and people have to be, apparently the water was too shallow, and actually the tide was in, and saw a bunch of boats sitting on mud. That's how, it's like an 8-foot difference between morning and afternoon here. So the ship was fairly far out. It was probably a mile or two away, so it took 10 minutes to come ashore. Then we found a city bus. It's really fun to try and figure it out. What are we supposed to do? Where are we going? When do we get off? All that stuff's part of the adventure. So we got a city bus, came down to the city center. I think I sent you guys a picture of the crowd. So staying with 7-8 people together is a little tricky in this big crowd in Edinburgh, Scotland. But the temperature is 75. The skies are clear. The sun is bright. There are so many nice buses. I mean, double-decker, open tops, you know, hop on, hop off kind of sightseeing stuff. Really, really, really cool. And all these little shops and all these opportunities to buy things like we bought, Johnny, I don't know if you remember, in Athens, Greece. I thought I was rich for about 90 minutes when I bought all these Morgan dollar silver coins that were actually counterfeit from China. Anyway, pretty fun 90 minutes, particularly.
I had a question about your trip from the boat to the shore. How was that little ride? Was it calm or did you bounce around a little?
Yeah, real calm. The water's pretty calm. The winds are down. It's just really, really nice. You couldn't pick a better day. In light of what we went through with stocking caps and sideways rain for a few days, this feels pretty good, particularly since Johnny pointed out that I was the only person to ever visit Iceland and Scotland without a raincoat. Kind of odd, I do admit. And I told Janet that, and she said, yep, that's correct. You're the only one. So anyway,
oh,
I do love the phrase, there's no bad weather, only bad preparation. So that, I didn't chalk that one out. But right now, everybody's shopping in a cool store.
Okay, Stevie, we've got an answer from Kelly about Harry Potter and some of the novels overlooking the castle with that elephant house that you mentioned. Is it Harry Potter related?
It's where J.K. Rowling wrote the first 4 editions of Harry Potter, correct.
Okay, thank you, Kelly.
That?
Kelly was correct.
Good job, Kelly. The front of it is all red. It was a coffee house where J.K. Rowling would come to write her, billion-dollar series now, mm-hmm. Harry Potter. And she just sat in the back room taking a look at the Edinburgh Castle, which we walked by and saw that it was completely sold out today, but we got nice pictures from the outside. And so we've just been walking around. We're going to the University of Edinburgh and going to do that and kind of walk around. It's just kind of a walk around and explore. We got about 2.5 hours before we got to find our way back to the ship. It's about a 20-minute bus ride. And then back on board, a day at sea tomorrow, meaning they just float around, going back to Amsterdam, and then off on Sunday, home on Sunday afternoon. Because when you fly, Johnny, we leave at 11 in the morning, home at 1 in Chicago.
Yeah, that's great.
Something like that. So it's pretty cool how quickly.
Catching back some hours.
Exactly. Gain the 7 hours back. It's an overnight flight going and coming back. You get the benefits of the 7 hours you gave up going. But it's a busy town today. There's no question about it. We've been tracking the Cardinals. They're 0.5 game ahead of Milwaukee. That's a big series in St. Louis beginning tonight. Heard here on ESPN 93.5. Cardinals will take on Milwaukee. And I tell you what, if one of those two teams may not make the playoffs, because the other wild card teams, it's new this year if you're not keeping track, there are 3 wild cards now from the National and American Leagues. That means 12 playoff teams, and Atlanta, Philadelphia, and the Padres are all not going to win their division, but yet they're ahead of the Cardinals and Milwaukee in record. So there's going to be one team from the Central, and that's going to be the winner, and it'll probably be either the Cardinals or Milwaukee. So big series in St. Louis for three games coming up. All right, we can jump to some sports here. I'm going to hang around and talk to Coach Ditka. I got a good question for him regarding football, Johnny.
All right.
And some other things. So let's check sports headlines. Brother Johnny and Diane Ducey in Champagne. I'm in Edinburgh, Scotland, broadcasting live.
Awesome. And, yes, Colorado on top, 8-6 yesterday. I've got your Redbird recap ready to go here on ESPN 93.5.
With Ricky Horton, I'm John Rooney, and yesterday a pitcher's duel at 2-2 broke wide open with a six-run seventh inning, and Ricky, that inning started with two Jordan Hicks walks.
Too many walks in the game for the Cardinals. A couple walks had scored early against the starter, Dakota Hudson, who actually pitched pretty well in the game. Hicks had a great inning and then walked two batters, and it just was not Hennessy Cabrera's day as the Cardinals bullpen was set up for success. They were well rested. They just couldn't get the job done yesterday in Colorado, but today's a new day.
Hennessy Cabrera faced four batters, giving up two singles and back-to-back home runs. And the Cardinals answered with three runs. They had back-to-back home runs from Goldschmidt and Arenado in the eighth inning, scored a ninth-inning run, and had the go-ahead run at the plate.
Well, they gave him a finish, and that's what you hope for. And Colorado is a tough place to play for visitors. The Rockies very good at home, and the Cardinals dropped the series 2-1.
And play the Brewers tonight. Jordan Montgomery against Derek Lauer. We're on the air from Busch Stadium with a pregame show at 6:20.
The Cardinals Hall of Fame and Museum is the official home of Cardinals history. For those who want to be a part of one of the sport's greatest collections in the world, museum membership is the way to go. Cardinals Museum membership provides unlimited admission for 1 year, exclusive Hall of Fame bobbleheads, discounts, ticket offers, and more, in addition to supporting exhibit design and artifact restoration. There are a variety of membership levels, including our ultimate level of membership. For more info and to join, go to cardinals.com/membership.
All right, so we had the Cubs winning at the Dyersville, Iowa Field of Dreams game. That final was 4-2. Did you catch any of that?
Well, I didn't.
Okay.
I've been running around like crazy.
I know. And Bobby's got her big reunion.
Yeah,
and that
no
should
kidding.
Be a lot of fun. I was glad she joined me on the radio yesterday with a shout out to our Unity Rocket friends in the late 70s that'll be reuniting. We've also got a game tomorrow against the Cincinnati Reds, Saturday 5:40 start over on US 105.9. Ken Griffey Jr. and his dad kind of walked out of the field as that sentimental Field of Dreams always gets us. So this is the second year they've done that. Let's see, Billy Williams, Johnny Bench, part of the festivities. And we had Chucky Robinson from Danville also there. So a local interest in that story. But pretty cool. A lot of people kind of creeped out about the image of Harry Carey singing the seventh inning stretch and a hologram of him. And some people were calling him Scary Carey on the internet.
Did they have many viewers or do you know yet?
I haven't heard the numbers, but it's probably good. ESPN 93.5, your Fox Business Minute is coming up next. It's 7:18 here on ESPN 93.5, and we've got your Fox Business Minute that's brought to you by Busey.
Since Busey Bank first opened our doors in 1868, we have built upon a tradition of close relationships and broad financial capabilities. Our experienced team provides the highest level of personalized service to ensure we accomplish your goals, simplifying your wealth management and business lending needs, and ensuring a legacy for generations. Building business, growing wealth, since 1868. Proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini. Member FDIC.
Everyone, that's Chuck Weather for Eastern Sonora, Champaign, and Van Nuys. Saturday, pretty easy to take. Mid-summertime weather pattern here for the foreseeable future. Scant chances of rain over the next couple of 2 or 3 days are focused largely tomorrow night and in through Sunday. Vast majority of the weekend in good shape, sunshine and dry time-wise, and a very comfortable air mass here for this point in mid-August continues on right through late next week. Details, sunshine for this morning, a partly cloudy afternoon, up to 78, bit of a north-northeast easterly breeze, mostly cloudy tonight, down to 57. Partly cloudy for the day tomorrow, high around 81. Winds turn around into the southeast and south. Clouds gather tomorrow night, maybe a shower thunderstorm in spots after midnight, down to 64. And a stray shower chance early late in the day on Sunday, partly sunny and 84. Dry weather much of next week, sunshine each day, 83 on Monday, Tuesday high up to around 82, lower 80s next Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. For CVJ Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soldier.
I'm Liz Klayman, and this is the Fox Business Report.
World markets are mostly higher after what many investors consider encouraging information on inflation, which could be easing. Futures also higher on Wall Street. Three Chinese corporate giants are leaving the New York Stock Exchange as Washington and Beijing face off over whether U.S. regulators can see records of their auditors. PetroChina Limited, China Life Insurance, and China Petroleum and Chemicals say they will still be traded in Hong Kong, which is open to non-Chinese investors. And Johnson & Johnson says all baby powder it sells globally will be cornstarch-based by 2023. The company's paid out billions in settlements in the face of lawsuits accusing it of hiding cancer risks tied to talc, something it denies. The company's already switched to cornstarch-based powder in the U.S. and Canada. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Lillian Wu, invested in you.
Stay on top of the latest forecast with America's Weather Team in the palm of your hands.
Here's the latest from America's Weather Center.
It's Fox Weather updates throughout your busy day, every day.
5 inches of rain by tomorrow.
Temperatures being 30 degrees above average.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com.
Short-term market fluctuations can be unnerving for everyone. A proven way to tune out the noise and focus on long-term investment goals is to adhere to a well-constructed investment plan. This is Eric Bowen with Provident Financial Group. If you don't have a plan in place, we can help create one designed specifically for you. Call us today for a complimentary consultation. Contact us at 217-366-3456 or find us online at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
ESPN 93.5 sounds like Stevie is visiting with some of the folks on the street there, right?
Yeah, we're here in Edinburgh, Scotland, bringing you live radio here on ESPN 93.5. Diane Ducey and Brother Johnny, and I'm Stevie J, and 75 and sunny in Edinburgh, Scotland. It's a beautiful place. One of our new friends we've met is Mika Hauser, and you just graduated. Where did you graduate from, and in what degree?
I did. I just graduated from my master's in sociology.
So, how does it feel?
To be honest, very weird. You know, like the feeling you do want to study, but you don't. And now that it's done, you're like, I do want to study more, but I really don't.
Did you think about a PhD?
No. Maybe in a couple of years, but for right now, I'm totally fine just having a master's.
You do not sound like you're from Holland. You sound like you're from America. Your English is perfect. How did that happen?
Thank you. Well, I grew up watching a lot of TV shows in English, doing a lot of YouTube. I have a lot of American friends, so I think that's where I come
from. Did you have shows as you were remembering back?
Ooh, I really like Friends The Office.
Yeah, okay. we're the same, I guess, because those are some of our favorites as well. All right, so now today you did a very special thing. What did you do to celebrate your graduation?
Okay, so I went to the Build-A-Bear shop, where I got my own bear, just as a little celebration kind of thing.
The name of your bear is?
It's MS Cruise, so MSc for Master of Science, and we're on a cruise right now.
Yes, we are on the beautiful Holland America Rotterdam. We met Nika on board, and so she starts her job in September. Now, how do you feel about working?
Ooh. I do enjoy getting to do something again and having, like, a purpose. I just don't enjoy having a few weeks off a year.
Well, there's that. Now, in Europe, people ought to know that you'll be working 4 days a week. Is 32 hours is a work week in Europe?
Yes, that's correct. Well, it's actually just 40. I just wanted to work 32 and see if that works for me. And if I can do more, I'll do more.
Yeah. That's awesome. Okay, and you're from north of Amsterdam, about an hour. And what how is it that you, Nika Hauser, our new friend from the cruise ship, how is it that you know 3, 4, 5 languages? How many do you know? How many you know?
I'm pretty fluent in English.
Yes.
And Dutch.
Yes.
Native. I think I know about 4 to 5. But my German isn't as fluent, my French isn't as fluent, and I do try to keep up with a little bit of Spanish and Norwegian.
Now, how is that? How does that happen? Is that in school, or are you just interested?
Yeah, we get the subjects in school. You can pick them. We did have to take Dutch and English as, like, mandatory subjects, but I chose to do French and German as well.
Very smart young lady. Well, just another minute or so with our new friend, Nika Hauser, and I'm not saying it right. How do you say it?
Hauser.
Hauser. It's just a Hauser. Kind of like that zhr in there. I'm not doing very well. All right, so finally, what is your impression of America? When you say America, what does Nika think?
I actually kind of like it. I said to a couple of people that when I was younger, around like high school age, I really wanted to move to America eventually. Didn't know if I still would do that. But it's a probability.
Now, why do you hesitate now? Is it because there's been a lot of turbulence politically in America? You're aware of any of that?
I am aware of it. It's mostly we have free health care. That's very good.
I see. It is nice to have that, but you pay more taxes. But you probably haven't found that out yet, but your check won't be quite as big as you may think.
Yeah, I haven't found it out. Okay.
Let's see. I'll need to talk to you in 2 years.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, just a delightful young lady. She just graduated. She built a bear today. It's called MS Cruise. Nika Hauser. Kinda.
Yes.
Hauser. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Nice to talk to this young lady. This is one of the many people we've met on the ship. A very, very nice, bright young lady who's excited to be done. And she's got it going on. Johnny, I don't think we learned 4 or 5 languages. Our dad knew about 5, I think. Well, didn't dad know about 5 or 6?
That's amazing. And I don't know whether I could learn 4 or 5. But they're in a little different situation. There's, I think, 17 million people live in Holland. And they go a lot of different places, so yeah. they really kind of need to maybe know more than one language.
Yep.
But, yeah, it's quite a place, and I think you're right. Their taxes are higher, Steve. But on the other hand, with 17 million people, they're able to manage things with the government better. We've got 350 million. We just really have a hard time being very efficient. And so it's kind of apples and oranges when you compare.
That's a good point. And well, then when we can talk to Nika later about what the taxes look like, because I think when health care and things like that are provided, I think the number 70 cents out of a dollar, I think, goes to the government, something like that. It's pretty high.
It's not free.
I know Canada has a lot of that, some of the top earners.
We all know there's nothing
that's right,
free.
That's right. That's what you're paying
but
for.
But it's how you pay for it that really is all
that's right.
the difference.
Good insight, Cacetarian.
No, that's right. That's right. Well, we have Coach Mike Ditka coming up, and I'm on the phone, so the time is about 28 after, maybe?
Uh-huh.
Diane, I'm guessing.
Yep.
Good. We can take a break, and we'll come back. Coach Mike Ditka coming up. Johnny, I got a football question for Mike, and it's kind of a theoretical and philosophical a little bit, and I bet he'll be able to have a good opinion about it. It's Brother Johnny and Diane Ducey. I'm Stevie J. One more day on our trip. We'll be back live in the studio Monday in downtown, beautiful downtown Philo. ESPN 93.5 live from Edinburgh, Scotland this morning. We'll be right back.
And, of course, Coach Ditka, so linked to the Bears. There's a noon game tomorrow, preseason-wise. The Bears will be taking on Kansas City. Your Saints will be placing Houston tomorrow night at 7.
And, of course, I'll be at the 1977
Unity
High School class reunion,
and
won't
reunion.
Be able to watch the game.
Okay.
So that's all right. That's okay.
And for those who are involved in the Colts, I know we talked to visitindy.com's Nate Swick about Indianapolis Colts and their state fair going on and how they're facing Buffalo tomorrow at 3. So those are some games you might have interest in. Of course, high school and college all practicing now. ESPN 93.5.
PDR Automotive in Urbana is a locally owned repair shop, and they've now serviced over 250,000 vehicles in their near 50-year history. Now, that's more than 4 times the size of a sold-out Memorial Stadium. It's more than all Division I athletes in the country combined. That's more than the entire population of Champaign County. That's more than, well, you get the idea. When you turn the key and the car won't run, call 367-9481.
They are what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR.
Hi, this is Chris Jackson with Kramer Siding and Window. And whatever your project, you can count on Kramer Siding to offer you the best products backed by the best warranties in the business and a lifetime of great customer service. And right now, you can save 10% on roofing, sunrooms, and decks, get 15% off gutter helmet, and you can save 25% on preservation siding, windows, and doors. So call today or visit us at KramerSiding.com and let's get started on your project.
When you make the right decision, it feels good, like picking the perfect accent rug or choosing a good night's sleep over an all-night crime show binge. It feels really good to make the right insurance decision, too. That's why State Farm agent Kurt Lenschow is right here in Champaign-Urbana to help you select the right protection at the right price. Kurt will make sure you understand your State Farm coverages so you'll know what to expect if the unexpected happens. Just call him when you want the real deal. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
News. I'm Chris Foster. Former President Trump says he encourages the unsealing of the search warrant federal agents used to enter his home in Florida Monday, and he's responding to reports about why, what they were looking for. Fox's Peter Ducey.
Trump now responding to reporting in the Washington Post that the Justice Department was searching for materials that are related to nuclear weapons. Trump himself posted on his social media website. He says nuclear weapons issue is a hoax.
Now, the warrant and property receipt would reveal what agents took, but not necessarily why they were looking for it. A warning about fighting near a nuclear plant in Ukraine.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said military activities around the Zaporizhia nuclear plant in Ukraine must stop. In a statement, he warned of the potential danger to the plant, which is the largest nuclear plant in Europe.
Fox's Jill Nato. There was more shelling reported around the plant overnight. America's listening to Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. I'm Jim Miller. A Champaign man who admitted he stabbed another man during an argument, sentenced to 5 years in prison. Derek Wilson pled guilty Thursday before the judge to aggravated battery. He admitted on April 27 he got into an argument with a 33-year-old man he knew outside an apartment complex in the 2000 block of Moreland Boulevard. Illinois Department of Corrections is being accused of failing to provide adequate health care for inmates. A federal monitor's report release revealed a number of shortcomings within the IDOC, including the mistreatment of elderly inmates, a shortage of doctors and nurses, and poor record keeping. A man arrested earlier this week for trespassing at Illini Hall, arrested again the next day. 58-year-old Greg Coward was arrested Wednesday at Illini Hall for trespassing on state-supported property. University of Illinois police say he was arrested at about 8 a.m. after witnesses claimed to have seen Coward inside the building yelling at a construction crew. You're up to date. From the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Jim Miller.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for Eastern Sonora, Champaign, and Panhandle. Saturday, a real good go of it weather-wise here, temperature-wise. More importantly, here in the coming days, no real stress on man, beast, nor the back 40. Humidity largely in check, but not much in the way of significant rainfall in the next 5 to 10 days. So enjoy it while you may. Sunshine for this morning, a partly cloudy afternoon. High temperature up around 78. Average high this time of the year, still lower 80s, so a bit below average. Comfortable on that humidity with a light north-northeasterly breeze. For tonight, mostly cloudy, down to 57, light east to southeast wind, and we'll turn those winds in from the south for the day tomorrow. Partly cloudy skies up to 81. A little reinforcing cool front expected to come on by here later tomorrow night into Sunday. May spark a stray shower or thunderstorm. 64 tomorrow night and up to about 84. The outlook on Sunday with a partly sunny sky with a shower chance diminishing throughout the day. Lots of dry weather next week. Monday up to 83, 82 on Tuesday. Lower 80s next Wednesday and Thursday. For CVT Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
Heading back to school. At Merle Norman, we know you want to look your best for what's ahead. So how about some fabulous new makeup? Whether you're going to a football game, dance, or first date, you'll be totally on trend with the hottest shades for eyes, cheeks, and lips. From earthy neutrals to bold brights, we'll help you create looks to match every new outfit. Show off your wild side, go glam, or keep it sweet and simple with a free express makeover. Visit Merle Norman at 706 West Market View Drive in Champaign over by Subway.
Jay Layman here, former U of I All-American linebacker. Do you like steak? Do you like red meat? Well, if you do, you got to check out Long Branch Steakhouse. They had phenomenal steaks, sides, salads. I love the onion rings and the fried mushrooms as well as the fried pickles. You've got to check out Long Branch Steakhouse in beautiful downtown Gifford. That's right. Make the trip to Gifford for some of the best steaks you'll have. Kids love it too. I brought my whole family. I'll see you at Long Branch Steakhouse in downtown Gifford.
Hi, Bobby.
Hey, Sarah. The usual.
This is the last time I'm coming here for coffee.
I'm on a budget now.
One sec. Cold brew for Blake?
It's Jake from State Farm.
Sarah, don't give up what you love. State Farm has policy options to get you a surprisingly great rate.
Good. I need my iced oat milk latte with caramel and cinnamon on top.
Girl, me too. For surprisingly great rates, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Call or go to statefarm.com for a quote today.
We've got Coach Mike Ditka coming up, and it's brought to you by Max Twin City Recycling.
You have money laying all around your house. You just don't know it. And no, I don't mean selling your great-grandma's good china. I mean all the old metal items you don't want to use or get rid of. Don't pay someone to haul it away. Bring it into Max Twin City Recycling and get paid to have it taken off your hands. They love new customers and are more than willing to walk you through their process step by step. Come check them out at 2808 North Lincoln Avenue in Urbana.
I'm Stevie J, live from Edinburgh, Scotland, with Brother Johnny and Diane and Coach Mike Ditka, all-around great guy, Hall of Famer. Coach, I called you from Iceland last Friday. Today, calling you from Scotland. Have you ever had anybody call you on the radio from Scotland?
I don't think so. They probably called me a bad name for this.
Well, let me ask you, Coach. We have news around Champaign-Urbana. They've stopped the football program at a pretty big high school. Urbana High School now has been without football for 3 years. Fisher High School is a small school. They've discontinued varsity football. My question to you is it because you think parents are learning more about the dangers of getting your head hit all day long, or is it because the kids aren't interested in tolerating getting hit? Why is football kind of getting less popular, at least in our area of Illinois?
I think, the chance of injury, I think that's what is the biggest thing. And, football is, you can say any fun about it, I don't know, but it's a pretty tough sport. You can get banged around pretty good.
Well, Steve, you know, I think the other thing, there's a lot of other pretty good options that we didn't have. I mean, you might want to golf a little bit. You might want to play some volleyball.
Soccer.
Soccer. Mm-hmm. People like soccer. You can't use your hands. I don't get that, but yeah. Yeah, you just kick the ball. I don't know why. But, you know, there's other things to do. And I'd go right back out for football, Mike, if it was me. And I'm still not big enough to play, but I don't care.
I agree. It's good.
Coach, I mean, why did you play football? You were good at baseball. You played basketball. Why'd you choose football?
I was actually better at baseball than I was at football. The opportunity came that I had a great high school coach, Carl Ashton, and it was a way to get to college. And I went to college to be a dentist, believe it or not, and that's where I went to a great dental school. And it just happened. I played football. I had a great PR guy. I played pretty good, and it worked out.
Yeah, that's for sure. I don't know. You're kind of curious as how that dentistic career would have gone, Mike.
I just vision you saying to your patients, "Come on, Johnny, you don't need Novocaine. Come on."
Come in your hand.
Exactly.
Coach, since I'm kind of down memory lane, how did you pick Pittsburgh to go to college? Why did you pick Pitt?
I wanted to be a dentist. My high school coach known, and I said, "What do you think?" He said, I think you ought to go. I think you got to become a dentist and come back to Alabama and practice dentistry. Well, I would have been in trouble because a lot of people in Alabama can't pay. That's just the way it went.
Well,
he was a great guy. And I really took this first. I wanted to be a dentist. That's why I went.
At some point, Coach, did you know you're going to be good enough to play professional football? And what were your mom and dad saying about maybe playing in the NFL, which wasn't too old and certainly not as well known?
I didn't think about it at all. I really did. I just loved to play the game. And, I played it, and I was fortunate enough. I was drafted by the Bears, and they drafted me to play a position that nobody really thought to myself. That was tight end. It worked out pretty good. You know, I wasn't a great receiver. I so to become a tight end and be able to play in the end, I was very fortunate.
Well, it was lucky for us, too, Coach. We're glad you did that because you've been a great guy to watch and know, and I think you've been a pretty positive influence on a lot of people.
Hey, got a check in the mail.
Checks in the mail.
No doubt about that. And, Coach, I think you're the only living person on, you know, this earth, over 7.5 billion people, that have won a Super Bowl ring as an assistant coach, a head coach, and a player. So it's remarkable. And I know the one thing I just admire about Mike Ditka is that he's just a guy that respects people. And you've been so gracious to all your fans through the years. It's been pretty remarkable that all that didn't go to your head.
Well, don't forget about the NFL championship. You always leave that out, Steve. That was the first.
Oh, that's right. Well, Coach, we're in Scotland. It gives me a chance to travel the world and hear from other people. And you know what, Coach? They're not talking much about anything over here from the standpoint of people are just kind of getting along. Our trouble and certainly concerns in America about our freedoms dwindling and some of the other things happening. I don't know how much you're keeping up on it, but Johnny and I are a little worried about our liberties and freedoms and the direction of America right now.
Oh, I agree with you guys. I mean, there's some things to worry about. We got people who don't know what the hell they're doing, and they're trying to do it.
No, I think that sums it up, and it's just in a very, I guess, benign sense, I would call it poor management. And that affects so many people when you're managing a lot of things, mm-hmm. and it can be frustrating. What are you doing? And then it kind of you get the political agenda and you get the divisions and all of that. And I guess I'm kind of joining the crowd, Stevie J. I'm a little tired of talking about it. I just hope we can do something about mm-hmm. it.
Yeah,
I think that's right. But you know what though? At some point you're going, I am tired of talking about it. I know what everybody's going to say, but I don't want to lose what I have. And so does that mean I have to talk about it and have to illuminate the problems we have in front of us? And if we don't fight it, can we lose this?
No, I think you make a point, and that's why we're still talking. But we're kind of in a zone where we kind of know the deal, and I think we're ready to call for a vote. And I just hope the vote goes, I just hope it's a fair vote. That's what I hope.
Good point.
But Coach, you know what? Over the years, you've been talking to us over 20 years on the radio. Teams, you talk no common sense. The common sense, Coach, you're exactly right. What happened to common sense?
Well, it's been gone for a while, believe me.
Yeah, I think that there's a lot out there, Steve, frankly, when you're out, you know, in the crowd like you are today, there's a lot of common sense. It's just we're not exposed to as much of the common sense on the airwaves as maybe we want, and we hear
the vocal minority wins.
The vocal minority. Good mm-hmm. good call, Diane. And that's one of the things, and you got to kind of push back a little bit and don't panic.
Yeah,
because you can't you got to wait and see how it shakes out, because you can get intimidated into losing, Coach. Sometimes you would have won if you hadn't gotten intimidated. So
that's exactly right.
What was the book, While England Slept or something, the World War II? I mean, I'm just afraid that we weren't going to look up and all of a sudden we have a different system where if you criticize somebody, you're arrested for assault. I mean, it's getting crazy about where people send something on the Internet and that's threatening. You're going to get arrested. That believe what happened. A guy sent a bad text, and the police came, said you offended them. Wow. Generation probably thinks this is the end, and we messed it up, and it's over. Johnny, God's got to have more time for America, I'm praying, right?
I think it's in his hands. So you just, like you said, Coach, you do have to have faith and try to do the right thing and hold up your end. That's all you can really do.
Well, guys, the greatest country on earth. Let's go ahead and enjoy it and respect it. It'll work out.
There you go, Stevie.
You betcha. Last night, Johnny and Mike and Diane, the Field of Dreams games, coached that Field of Dreams with Kevin Costner in the 80s about playing catch with his dad, and they played it last night. The Cubs and Reds played in Iowa, and apparently pretty good game. The Cubs won 4-2, but I think they're doing it upright. I didn't see any of it over here in Scotland, but I sure remember last year when the White Sox and Yankees played. I like the nostalgia, stuff like that. I don't know if any of you saw it, but it was it's pretty moving to see guys coming out of the cornfield. If you saw Field of Dreams with Kevin Costner years ago.
Yeah.
I did. Yeah. It was. That was a good move.
No, that was great. And I remember talking about it that whenever that was, 20 years?
Yeah, I 89, know. I believe.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. That's 30-something years.
Mm-hmm. Such a Jorgensen, great movie.
I thought somebody was crying. Dang it. Oh, it's just fantastic. Well, it's always a pleasure talking to you guys. And, Coach, you're the best. We love you. And I don't know if you're still playing much Jim Rummy, but I learned euchre here on the ship. So I'm learning about card games. I have to learn how to play gin, but I doubt if I could ever be Mike Ditka.
You still playing some card games, Mike?
Yeah, I play gin.
Yeah, that's an interesting game, and yeah. I really haven't played a lot of it. But Mike, they've got quite a group, and you got to be on your game or you're going to get rolls.
You better come with your A game. Coach, you're the best. Love talking to you. Coach and Johnny, thank you, Coach.
Thanks, Mike. Talk to you soon.
All right.
God bless you. Mike Ditka, brother Johnny. Johnny, I don't know if there's – what a life, Mike Ditka, right? I mean, just incredible accomplishments and success, but some decency, and he's helped more people than we'll ever know, being kind to them, donating to their causes, signing for them, taking pictures with them, and we were at the restaurant with him so many times. And, man, I'm telling you, was he ever rude to anybody?
Well,
I didn't see anybody
you know,
he was rude to.
He's probably 98%. Because some of these people are just
pretty
a little
good.
Too
that's,
pushy,
that's pretty
and
good.
you catch, you know, and he's yeah. got something else to do.
Yeah.
And but 98%, unbelievable. But really, it's just the overall demeanor and how he was just not as affected by his success and fame
yeah.
as so many are.
Yeah.
And he somehow was able to manage it and didn't get into drugs or really too much. One way or the other of any kind of notorious that I gotta stay relevant. He just kind of moved along. Steve,
and Stevie, when you were out one of those days, and it could have been last Friday when you know Ditka was on, but I had a clip ready and you didn't hear it. But he was talking about how grateful he is for the game. There was some pushback from some players when we were having this conversation that they were suing the NFL because of their injuries and the way they got treated and yeah, they got, right. you know, hooked on painkillers. And Ditka's comment, John, was, I would never do that because I'm so grateful to the game for all I've received over the years.
Well, and he also brought up the point that he knew what the deal was.
Mm-hmm.
He said, you know, I know what we were doing out there. It was a collision game. There were risks to it. I wouldn't trade it for the world. He said he'd take painkillers, which were legal, and nobody really knew what they were going to do. But he'd do anything he could to get back on the field.
Cortisone shots.
He didn't want the guy behind him playing. He might lose his spot.
That's right.
And so that was a pretty good clip, CJ.
Yeah.
About 8 years ago, I think.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. I'm telling you, though, it's football, you know, obviously Urbana High School, I don't know about the new Champaign field, but Urbana High School is an amazing football facility, and yet that's going dark again. They're going to try and play JV. Fisher football is a very small school, but the kids that want to play football, the opportunities are not going to be there. The numbers are down, and again, Coach thought certainly we know more about hitting your head a whole bunch of times. And that's, you know, I certainly am glad my kids play golf. That's for darn sure,
because
I wasn't fired up about them playing football.
Yeah, and again, I think there are other things. There's just more to do these days, even in the area of sports, than there were 30 years ago. But, man, it's a good game. I mean, I got to admit, I did most of my time on the field was spent trying to avoid contact. But that's what a receiver does.
Uh-huh.
Nevertheless.
You're pretty quick at that. You were so quick, but I remember asking you about getting hit, and you said you don't like getting hit. You have to be able to tolerate getting hit.
Well, and,
and that's not forgotten that.
You can't play that game without getting creamed, so just forget about that.
Yeah, that's right. Well, before I let you guys go, I'll let you have the second hour as we're going to go find a bus to get back to the ship. But we're in Edinburgh, Scotland. I'm Stevie J. We're on ESPN 93.5. I appreciate everybody listening and hopefully enjoying a little flavor of some of the other places that we get to travel to. I'm very blessed to get to do that. But, Johnny, do you remember, I'll take you back here. Diane, you just see how quickly he reacts to this. 1970, Tokyo, Japan, taxi ride.
Oh, my goodness. No, I was in the front seat. Mom wanted to go to get some sukiyaki. And she had a $5 and $10 day book written in English. And so we got in a cab. And this guy didn't know yes or no in English,
wow,
as in nothing.
Okay.
And he took off looking for sukiyaki. And we left this massive area called Ginza. But we were going, in the other lane to go around and through red lights.
Uh-huh.
And markers at big intersections, a number of people killed this week in traffic accidents.
Wow.
So that was always there right in front of me while that number's going to go up here really soon.
Oh, man.
But we drove around for about 10,000 yen worth. And finally, I thought of what the solution here was, Ginza, which is where we started.
Okay.
Oh, and he goes, Ginza, because
okay,
he didn't know where we were
okay
going or what. But he got us back to where we started.
Oh, thank goodness.
Do you remember that, Stevie J?
Johnny, I was in the back seat. I remember you and Greg vividly leaning back like it was a carnival ride, laughing, but just thinking we were going to get creamed every time.
Right.
And it was like we were headed right into oncoming traffic. I had my hands in the back seat, my head down, and I'm thinking, this is crazy. He's going, at least 30-40 miles an hour straight at another car, which was about 50 yards away. And then he'd duck into an area on the right that wasn't there. He just turned in.
Okay.
And I guess my point of the story is, here in Scotland, when we got on the big bus, the city bus, the guy's going straight at other cars. The roads aren't big enough for a bus, let alone two cars.
I gotcha.
And I cannot believe we missed how many cars by maybe 2 inches. And we were on the upper deck, and the family was in the front row. And I remember Johnny and Greg in the front seat in Tokyo. And I said, I got to bring that up because I know he'll remember that, right?
No, I
because
do.
We really did think right. We were in danger.
Believe me, I still think very fondly of the name Ginza, because it got us back
yes
to where we went. Go ahead. I was going to say we never did get any sukiyaki.
That's right. No, and it was about a 10,000 yen ride.
It was a long way of going nowhere.
And it was,
I don't know how much that
10,
was.
10,000 yen.
But it was a significant amount in 1968 or 9, and that was... but we were kissing the ground when we got out.
Right, it was 1969.
Just happy to arrive.
Yeah.
We were on our way to India. It was 1969.
Yeah.
And I remember the Tokyo Tower had pinball, and I was pretty fired up for pinball at that age.
Exactly.
So it was pretty crazy. Well, memory lane a little bit, and also just great to remember some trips. Travel really, it feels like I've been gone a year. And Diane, probably as much work as I've made you do, it probably feels like I've been gone a year for you too. So Monday morning, you need to come in at 7:05 Monday morning. That's what you ought to do. Leave it all to me. I'll take care of it all.
And Steve,
but no,
it's been great.
It's
you
been
can
great.
Probably join the Navy now because you've logged some hours.
That's right.
And you probably get a year's credit.
I'm not sure the Navy would let me lie around eating shrimp cocktails, so I'm not sure that would work.
Yeah,
actually,
probably too.
Training isn't so good. Well, listen, enjoy the Unity High School 45th class reunion tomorrow night. That'll be in Tolono and Philo on successive nights. That's tonight and tomorrow night, I think, right?
Yep. They're doing Lou and Denny in Tolono tonight, and then downtown Philo tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll miss you, Stevie J.
We'll
miss you.
But anyway.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, I can't believe it. It's unbelievable.
You could call in, but it'd be about 4 in the morning. So I guess you just...
That's right.
We're trying to catch
the 50th, God willing. So that'll be the next one. So anyway, awesome, guys. I appreciate you, Johnny, all week. And are you hanging around all weekend, or are you home?
Yeah,
no, you going to New Orleans?
I'll be waiting for you, so I'll see you Monday.
Yeah.
Excellent. Can't wait. We'll
hopefully
see
at the
Johnny's
coffee
been
Monday.
Wonderful this week, Diane. Off the chart.
Get ready for the coffee because you'll get an onslaught that it's been building up since you've been gone so long. So
okay.
You just have to stand there and take it.
I don't say a whole lot in the file of coffee.
Oh my goodness.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Okay, we'll be talking to you. A very interesting Scotland man just came up and grabbed my arm. Very interesting.
Well,
all right. Well, listen, I'll let you go. But thank you again, Johnny, for all your work. Diane, I can't thank you enough for all you've done the last couple of weeks. And we'll be back Sunday on the air Monday. And thank you for listening. And thanks for Go Cardinals tonight against Milwaukee. And we'll be back on Monday. And thanks for listening, everybody.
Hey,
thank you, Johnny.
Stevie J, have a great trip home. We're waiting for you.
God bless you. Travels back.
Awesome. We'll see you soon.
ESPN 93.5. Great to talk with Stevie and get his summary of travels that he's been doing. And the conversation with Ditka, always interesting, too. And, you know, he's 82.
Yeah, he's doing pretty well lately.
Yeah, that's right.
And he didn't have a very good phone connection.
Right.
But he managed to get his point across.
And, of course, we're dealing with Stevie and a little bit of a delay there. And sometimes the equipment clips out. I think it turned out well.
I'll bet you he does feel like he's been gone a while. Because
right.
They've just been moving around.
That's
and
right.
And every time we've talked to him, he says, well, we're headed back to the ship.
Exactly.
Now Amsterdam. So, yeah, it's quite an adventure, all right.
Thanks for listening. We'll always podcast at steviejay.com. We've got the national news up shortly.
Introducing Homegrown, a farm-to-table restaurant located at the Atkins Golf Club at the University of Illinois. What happens when your foundation is local, farm-to-table? It's like eating out of your own garden. Local food is fresher and tastes better, healthier. It creates community and better community health. And Homegrown has Chef Ryan Rogers, who worked at Alinea, one of the finest restaurants in America. Homegrown, a farm-to-table restaurant, brand new at the Atkins Golf Club. Just visit eatathomegrown.com.
When you're looking for a business to work with, you choose someone local, someone who's terrific at what they do, a company that helps others in need in Champaign-Urbana, and a company that stands behind what they do. That company is Roof Doctors. Roof Doctors has been keeping the rain out for over 30 years. Randy and Tammy and their family work hard to not only make sure you're 100% satisfied by their work, but that they also strive to have a positive impact on Champaign-Urbana. Roof Doctors in Urbana, they make you their number one priority.
If your car breaks down or needs to be repaired, trust the experts at Beaumont Alignment Plus to step up. For routine maintenance like tune-ups, oil changes, brakes, or tires, you can count on Beaumont. They'll also service bigger issues like alignment, suspension work, starters, or transmission problems. So get to know Beaumont Alignment Plus for all your vehicle repairs. With locations on Bloomington Road and Denison Drive in Champaign, you're never far from the help you need. You can trust the dedicated, family-owned team of professionals at Beaumont Alignment Plus. Online at BeaumontAlignment.com.
A very special night is coming to the Long Branch Steakhouse in Gifford. Owner Donnie Curtis is inviting nurses for a free dinner at the Long Branch on Monday, August 22nd. 40 nurses are invited for a steak dinner to say thank you for what you do, for caring for so many, and for all you've endured over the past few years. If you are a nurse and you would like a free steak dinner, text in NURSE to 217-359-2255, and we'll be glad to reserve your spot. Thank you, nurses, for all you do from the Long Branch Steakhouse in downtown Gifford.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
We could find out more about the FBI Trump raid today. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. A court gave the former president until 3 p.m. Eastern to sign off on unsealing